good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the easiest way to pull up stream, go to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on a listen link upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. That's where you'll find the belly dancing wiggle butts on the boxers. And their little belly dancing outfits. It's very cute. Gosh, it is the third Sunday of the month, which means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and general psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. And looks like we've got somebody waiting in the wings, phone calls take priority, so let's go right straight back to the phone, and welcome Sam in Seattle. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. What can we help you with?
So I have a little rescue, Zena. And we talked, it's been at least a month. I called in, Dr. Nils gave us a tune-up.
Okay.
And I had noticed a significant improvement in her calmness overall. Right. We still have some fear issues around socialization and barking. She is very comfortable if she's around people who have dogs. Like, we can go to the dog park and she's around strangers and she's not intimidated at all by the other dogs. Last night I was at some friends for dinner who have a big dog, and she was, I wouldn't say she was affectionate, but she was interactive. When I take her places where there are no other animals, she will like bark at people in their own home. She's very fearful. So I thought maybe Natasha could give me some insight. I also wondered if Natasha might possibly be able to tell her age. She was a rescue, and it's a little murky.
Her name is Zena. What does she look like? What kind of dog is she?
She is a Yorkie Chihuahua. She's about 6 pounds. She's kind of scruffy.
And is she colored and look like a Yorkie or a Chihuahua or what?
She's got kind of a brindle back, grayish, wispy, kind of rough coat, and then she's got real tan legs and a little mask around her face, very big pointy ears.
Are you able to tune in to Zena, Natasha? So what are you getting about her?
Yeah, she's had some, her life, and I want to mean this lovingly, has not been easy.
Well, when I rescued her, I found out afterwards she had never been outside. She lived in an apartment because the person wasn't supposed to have an animal, so I think she kind of tried to keep her in hiding. She wasn't housebroken. She had been trained to, well, the woman said she was trained to use a pee pad, but she didn't. Okay, here's the whole story if we have a minute. So I brought her home from the shelter. She was so terrified, she leaped out of my arms. And she survived in the woods last May when it was still very cold and rainy and windy for five mm-hmm. days and five nights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's been in, I'm going to call it the word reaction.
Yeah.
It's not, and I know that fear and flight is a part of reaction, but she's been in reaction for most of her life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because the person who owned her, again, I get that she was in fear. She was always in fear of, am I doing right? Am I, it's like she was always a very insecure person. And so this dog picked up a lot of that energy of insecurity. And that makes us go into reaction. Well, my life is making me
Sure.
do this. So my life is
Yeah.
me. And it's always about my life outside of me instead of my life inside me. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
And so going into this, that, and I'm getting like she's around 3, 4.
I don't think so, because she lost her teeth this summer.
You think
That's what
she's
the word is.
older?
Pardon?
No, maybe
Do you think
younger.
she's... Puppy teeth. She lost her puppy
Yeah.
teeth lines
So
this summer.
but there's something about her that feels like she's around that. I was getting around 3,
An old
and
soul.
so with that there's this because sometimes when we don't have experiences, I'm going to use the monk up on the monk up on a hill. The monk up on the hill has the understandings of life as they know it up on the hill, but if
Yes.
they came down into the realities of the world,
Right.
they wouldn't necessarily know how. They would know how to use their monkship, but they wouldn't know how. But the real effect of the energies and the like walking down a street would be almost overwhelming, even though they
Yes.
knew how to do it with their monkship, but then they didn't really practice in the reality. Does that make
Oh, I
sense?
realize everything's a new experience for her. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so going into this, that she does not know the vibration of what she's going into. So like the tones of people's ear, the tones that they're talking. Like when she's in with other dogs, she understands that tone. And I'm going to use the words tone as a vibration.
Okay.
But when you're coming into a into just being humans, wait a minute, they're above me. Wait a minute, their voices are above me. Wait a minute, I don't understand this vibration of these tones. Because I don't really get that this person had a lot of people over either.
No, lived a very isolated life. And she did
Yeah.
have two old chihuahuas, which I assume is why Zena's comfortable with other dogs, but not so much with people.
Exactly. So if you can, what I did with kids who like kindergartners, I work in a school. So I'm going to give you an example of what I used to do is that when kids were vibrationally challenged, we would stand at the door before we walked in the classroom and I would say, okay, we're going to put a bubble around you. And this bubble is like bubble gum. Everything can bounce off of you. And we're going to go in and you're going to know that when you go in, there's going to be like this whoo of energy. And then after a while, you're going to get to know it and you're going to be okay and you're safe. And so, even though you may not be able to have this language with her, but if you can give her a heads up energetically what she's going to be walking into, that will help her practice being in that energy field. And using the mantra, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. We're tuning to the energies of the now. Things are happening around us and you're going to be safe. I've got you. I've got you. We've got each other. And if you can have some of that language, that will help her learn that these vibrations are safer. So I would put her in places that challenge her, but don't necessarily throw her over the edge.
Overwhelmer, yeah.
Yeah. So like you would maybe like for me, I would walk out the door and walk down my road and then I'd walk back. And then the next day I would walk to the same place and come back. And then walk to, let's say, the end of the road and come back. So you're breaking her into understanding and then at the same time you're in your empowerment saying, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. This energy is a little wonky right now. I get it, but I'm safe, And so that you know that you have the security. And that's where sometimes like my dog kind of gets like that too. And what I'll just put a hand on her. I won't
Yeah.
necessarily acknowledge her energy that she's in, but I'll put a hand on her because my energy is supporting her angst.
Right.
But it's not necessarily acknowledging what she's doing is right or wrong, but it's just saying we are okay.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense with things? And
Yes,
she's going
sure.
to get better and better as
She
her.
is getting better and better. She's really good. Of course, when it's just her and I at home, she's the sweetest thing. And that's why I just don't want her to have fear.
Yeah, but that's that thing is that fear is only something we have to walk through fearful moments to get to be less fearful. And a hummingbird just came into the window. So how do we negotiate the world around us? Sometimes we have to go backwards, sometimes we have to go forward, sometimes we have to
Yeah.
get the nectar of life, sometimes we have to get out of the thing, and sometimes we have to protect our territory.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Okay.
just kind of baby steps in introducing her to new surroundings.
For a little while, and then
Yeah.
after that, she's gonna get, because what
Yeah,
I
I don't
get
want to
is that her,
overprotect her.
yeah, don't overprotect her,
Yeah.
but be secure for her.
Yeah. Okay.
And then what I was getting is that she, her ears get sometimes the vibration of the scenario, like if a room gets real loud, sometimes the vibration of the room gets loud for her, both energetically and in her ears.
Ah.
And so what I would do is put a metaphorical ear, you know, how you can kind of ask the universe to put earphones on somebody.
Oh.
I do that all the time when I forget, because I work in a class in a lunchroom, and so
Yeah.
sometimes I'll ask the universe to put earphones on me
Yeah.
so that I can
Yeah.
so it's even though the sounds are still there, but the vibration gets tuned out just a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it dampens it down. Yeah.
Dampens it down. So
Great tip.
yeah, so there's a lot of this energy field, and we're in a very wonky energy field already, and our animals are like going, what the heck is going on? So we have already the energy field in our day-to-day walk, and then we have this understanding of different things. She's been a little bit delayed in some parts, but she's got an olderness in other parts. So she's trying to merge these two together.
Right.
In
Well,
other
she's
words,
definitely a
soon she'll be the
survivor.
monk being able to walk on the street, but she's not quite there yet.
Yes. Yeah. She wants to. She's very curious.
So
Yeah,
let curiosity be the
she's not
teacher
timid.
for her.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay. Now, your questions were addressed to Natasha and so forth, so I just kind of stayed on the back burner here,
Thank
Sam.
you.
But I'm going to tell you, this is what I do. I'm an
I
animal
know.
behavior therapist and dog trainer,
Yeah.
okay?
Okay.
And
We'll
so,
talk, Martha.
it's very possible, because it sounds like you resonate well with Natasha and you understood what she was saying and all of that, and you very well may work through all of this fine. But in the majority of cases, when someone's got a situation like this with a dog, that's, what I deal with. And usually what we have to do is all the stuff Natasha's talking about, but also deal with the practical, logical stuff and getting you good leadership skills. And then we have to teach her some impulse control with the barking stuff. And then, and so I use a method of controlling the bad behavior, and then I do a step two, which most trainers don't, and that's then changing the way they feel about things.
Right.
So, you may need to do something on that level as well to get where you're going in a timely fashion. Okay. So you may not, but just know I always do a free telephone evaluation. So you're welcome to call me anytime off the air so we can chat more about Xena and what's going on. And I can tell you how I work and what's involved. But if
Sure.
you're not able to resolve it satisfactorily, I can always do a session with you.
That would be great. Yeah, because I do, having listened to the owners of Mango, I did sort of pick up on this. Dogs can be very reactionary. And I just wanted to make sure I want to
Especially
check in
Yorkie
with,
types. Yeah, because
yeah.
see, in a lot of the behavior you're describing isn't peculiar to Xena. That's, when I
Oh,
see
okay.
Yorkies, it's usually for barking and, defensive aggressive type stuff
Yeah, and I
and
didn't
house
know that.
training problems.
Yeah, I've had a lot of dogs, but I have never had a Yorkie. So I just wanted to ask Natasha to kind of check our space, our air, our energy field, and make sure there was something there that I wasn't aware of. And so this is all good, all helpful.
All right, well, let's make sure. Natasha, are you taking a look at her energy and all of that, what she just asked?
I feel like there's a little bit of angst energy in your space, and it's a little bit from through the energies of like the election. I'm not worried about what you believe in. It's just about just that angst of who, what, where, when.
Yeah.
Things
Right.
happening
Well,
with her coming in. Am I doing right? Am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that angst energy.
I've had a year of so many changes, and
yes.
getting the dog was very healing for me as well. But yeah, she's kind of going through this with me.
I hear you there. So what I'm
now, you too, Sam, did you hear us talking about Jude Ponton's attunement?
Yes.
Sound
yes.
attunement? Because she did that for calming and soothing for after election angst stuff. So I'm sure if you bring that up, that it would help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
then
Facebook,
another mantra would be is that, you know, when our nervous system gets engaged, that many a times we don't always feel safe going through what we're going through. Like even just walking through the doors of a grocery store, you know, that there's just a lot of energy out there. And so remembering to breathe and using the words, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. And when you're picturing like the nervous system, the cortisol, I spoke about this in my newsletter that, you know, it's like, it's almost like grabbing it like a balloon out of the sky, right? And you're bringing your cortisol, your stress hormone, and you're bringing it down into reality that we're safe, we're okay. And you hug that balloon, you hug that energy, and knowing that your cortisol is coming down into a safety. Because if we've gone through a lot of change, our bodies are in this like angst mode of what's going to happen next. What can I get through this? Oh my gosh. Like I told somebody the other day, my resilience is almost getting worn out. The mm-hmm. resiliency that I have is getting kind of tired and kind of just like saying, what the heck? Right.
I'm feeling like I'm having to toughen up and get a leather skin going on, you know? And,
exactly. Exactly. But that's where remembering that's part of our cortisol. That's part of our nervous system. That's part of our energies that is just like getting done. And that's our adrenals. That's our liver. Like I'm doing I had problems with my tummy yesterday. So I'm doing a 24-hour fast right now as long as I can go fast to reset my body system. I took a cold shower this morning so I can reset my system because our bodies are going through a lot right now and our minds are going through a lot right now and our spirit is going through a lot right now and our emotions and that kind of stuff. So remembering that when you feel like you're not breathing, and this has been the theme this show, if you're not breathing, you know, remembering to take that cortisol, bring it down, you know, like grab it like bringing a balloon down and bring it down to like your center, your gut, your core area, and hug it and saying, we're safe. We're going to be okay. Things are changing, yes. But remember, I've always been taken care of. I am taken care of, and I will be taken care of. That statement came to me not too long ago. And that really helps me to get through the little things that my resilience is saying, really, again? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dr. Neil talked about that in his recent Zoom about the breathing, the deep, coming breathing. Yeah.
It's important.
It helps so much for me.
Right. And you also, along with that, Natasha saying, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Neil's choice on that.
Is
cross your hands over your heart and
I trust.
You know, meaning you're putting your faith in, you know, Divine Mother, God, universe, however you think of it, as taking care of you. So you could use both. I'm safe and I trust. I trust, you know, or do the I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. Follow that with I trust. And I think that gives it more power. Do you,
Natasha? Totally.
Okay.
Totally. And I use all of those.
So the I say first three times and then the I trust three times.
Okay.
And then I a lot of
I will
times
add
I
that.
follow that up by I'm asking for divine healing on this. I'm
Oh, yes, you
asking
do
for
that.
healing on this because sometimes things are just bigger than me, and sometimes I'm bigger than me. So, that's that getting it out of there so that we can all, like your nervous system, or that cortisol part of it. I'm asking for divine healing on this because I know we're going through a lot and all we can be. And so when you hold your pup and do that, when you hold, when you go into this story of what is she supposed, what is Zena supposed to teach me? What is she showing me that I need to work on for myself?
Right.
So there's a lot, and I know that a lot of my messages today have been like a hand, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this over here, and a little bit of that. But that's the thing that we're going through right now is it's not a one scenario thing that's making this a scenario. Sometimes it's a little bit of this, and sometimes it's a little bit of that.
Right.
Okay,
Okay.
Sam, are you good?
Yes, I do think if we pay attention, we know these things.
We do, but sometimes it's a perspective that hearing somebody else can give us another
Yeah, and we have to remind
perspective. Oh,
ourselves,
absolutely. Yeah.
to use our tools.
Yeah.
You can
Okay,
know
great. Thank you
everything,
so
but
much.
if you don't walk your talk, that doesn't
Well,
help.
right. It's doing it. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of like the monk coming off the mountain, speaking a truth up on the mountain, but he has to come down and be in the mountain. Are off the mountain in order, or they need to be off the mountain in order to really experience what life's about.
Right. It's easy to live in the bubble, but
All righty,
Yeah.
Sam.
Okay. So
Thanks
much.
for calling Animal
Yeah.
World.
It's
And
great. Thank you for your
remember
trust.
that Natasha does a free, free phone conversation, 15 minutes, and you could take advantage of that off the air, or you can always work with Natasha off the air if you need more help. And you can certainly call me off the air, and I'm happy to chat with you. I always do a free telephone evaluation, so we could chat more about Zena and what I could do to help in that situation if you end up needing it. But I think you got a lot to process through today, so let's see how
Yeah.
that works.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then
You're more than
I would
welcome.
put it on the, second and third Sundays of the month so that you check in with us on the second Sunday next month so Nels and Linda can tune you guys all up again. And
Okay,
then you can
great.
check in with us on the Natasha Sunday so she can look at the energy and see how much improvement you're making.
Okay, great.
Okay?
And I think that Martha can help because I think that there's some of this, like she was saying, that is the Yorkie side. And some of this is the rescue side. And so when you can discern through what is the Yorkie and what do you need to do with tough love, and then what do you need to do with the rescue side, which is understanding and love with a little bit of tough love.
Yeah,
Right.
and
Or
so your
even just
attitude changes
consistency.
to add change your attitude to Zena is not a victim. You let
No.
go of that past. She fell into a great big pan of doggy fudge when you rescued her. So now your attitude is, honey, I love you and you're wonderful, but some of your behavior really stinks and we need to
Well,
deal with it. Okay?
overall, she's
Yeah.
quite good, but there's always,
Right.
she's
But
still
we
a baby.
gotta,
There's
rough,
lots to
smooth
learn.
the edges. Okay? But don't think of her a victim. Think of her as a lucky
No.
dog whose behavior needs some tweaking.
We're
Okay?
both lucky. We're both lucky to have
Yeah,
each
you
other.
are. You are. All
Good.
righty.
Okay.
Thanks for
Thanks
calling
a lot.
Animal World. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye. All
Sure.
righty, we are behind schedule again, as usual. So let's take care of advertisers, and we've got then we got to do current events because I got to tell you about the free dogs, and so we got some other follow-up stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos next Sunday, November 17 at 1 p.m. on U.S. Global Currents, addressing the Chiron retrograde in Aries with the USA's second natal Chiron return, looked at from an astrological perspective, focusing on the USA's identity, consciousness, and activating reopened wounds. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, November 17, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, you know, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and you can check out all the great events and holiday stuff that's coming up at Ananda. Go to anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. That's where you can join the private membership group so you can take the free classes. It sounds like Sue just took the class of how to, for humans, how to balance their nervous systems and energy. And it's a great class. Anyway, he's doing free Zoom classes for members, and it only costs $10 to join the group. So healingministryforanimals.com, and alert, alert, he, after 20 years, has changed his phone number. So I have a new phone number for all of you, so get your paper and pen ready. So it's Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and his new phone number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. All righty then. Let's see. Looks like now we've got one more caller, and then hopefully we'll be able to get to all the current events and the news of the day. We've got a great mouse story that John sent us, if I can tell you about that. Woohoo! All right, but let's head to Bothell. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi there.
Morning.
Hi,
Sue. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to know how Zoe's doing because I'm weaning her off the kitty Prozac.
So you're weaning off.
Mm-hmm. Because okay. Natasha said last time she was full.
Okay, so yeah, she talked last month about this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, Natasha?
I do. And I'm getting that she's doing okay. And you're doing it slowly, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember how long she'd been on it.
A couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do know, though, you need to transition slowly off of it, but...
Yeah.
And the vet said to do a little bit less for 2 weeks and then a little bit less.
Yeah, good. Do you have Rescue Remedy?
For
some of the flower essences?
I have Jackson Galaxy Stress Stopper.
Yeah, why add a little bit of that to her water too?
She doesn't drink water.
What's that?
She doesn't drink water.
I think she said she doesn't drink water.
Oh.
You could put her on her food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it in her food every time I feed her.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. Then that's a confirmation that you're doing right, because there's something, you know, as you're going through this transition that I'm glad you checked in with the vet, but yeah, I'm feeling like the things are going good with that.
Okay, good.
How do you feel she's doing, Sue? How is Zoe in your perspective? From your perspective,
I think she's doing good right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Natasha, you're able to confirm that it is going well.
Yeah. What I'm getting though is that, you know, you may find that because of the things that the Prozac does help with her, that you may want to keep a little bit in her system. You know, just that little bit in the system because of her, because of her doing it. So wean off 90% of it, but you may find that just that little bit might keep her, for lack of a better word, balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, so that you're not going on and off of it, on and off of it, on and off of it. If you just do just that little bit, you know, give her that 10%, that keeping that just a little bit in her does help her to.
The Prozac is a good thing for her. She was just getting way too much of it.
Way too much of it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's something to consider.
Yeah. Because I know that there's been this on and off, on and off, on and off thing. And then, what I'm getting is that if you bring it down, she's a sensitive little one. So if you bring it down to where, you know, she keeps, a little bit on her, that it will find some balance. And then, like you say, with the galaxy, you know, doing that combination will help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, does anybody have any messages for me this week?
Anybody knocking on the door on the other side, Natasha? For Sue?
Archangel Michael wants you to know that your strength and your willingness and your ability has helped so many in this world. And he says that you are the miracle that is meant to be here.
Oh,
that's
special.
And unexpected and very special.
Yes, blessings to you. Archangel Michael is one of my favorites. So,
oh yeah,
that's a special message. Yeah. All right, Sue, thanks for calling Animal World, and keep up all that special work you do.
Yes. Oh, you're just amazing, Sue. Thank you for being you.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Sounds like, how about Nathan, we take care of advertisers just a minute early, and then I can try to catch up with all the stuff we haven't covered yet. All right. So stay tuned to current events and all the stuff I haven't covered yet. It's coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience. I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk AM 1150. So, heard from our New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them all out on their website. And then if you can't find them at your pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And check out whispering-dragon.com online, and June Potten, our wonderful sound healer, and Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Look for the attunement she did for calming and soothing after the election. It is wonderful, and it works for me every time I put it on, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. You can find it on the Animal World Facebook page, on my personal Martha Norwalk Facebook page. You can find it on the Whispering Dragon, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Hopefully you can enjoy that attunement. Natasha, you were messaging me here that you do a newsletter. I didn't know you do an email newsletter, and you were adding me. But I don't know when did you send it out?
I sent it out Thursday night. So
okay,
Friday
I'll check.
Morning.
But my email is weird, and it just throws stuff in spam and delete. And deleted. You know, trash all the time. So mm-hmm. I check my spam and you know, deleted stuff every day. But it's possible I missed it. So would it come with Natasha Venter name on it or
yeah.
Intuitive?
Mm-hmm. Thoughts for so this moment. Thoughts
I should
for this
see
moment.
That. Well, I'll go back. And when did you said you send it out on the?
On the Friday.
On Friday, okay.
Friday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning.
As far
morning.
As I know, because I've checked spam and trash lots since Friday, and I don't think it's there, but I'll check again.
Yeah, because I'll be in a fair at the Pickling Barn in Issaquah on the 6th and 7th. It's the first weekend, Saturday and Sunday of December. It goes from 11 to 5, and I'll be there doing readings. I'll be in the hay barn area.
Wonderful. And if other people want to be included in your newsletter, how do they get on your newsletter?
They can go to my website and sign up.
IntuitiveClarifications.com mm-hmm. and sign up there. Okay, sounds good. All right, Nathan, how about we do some current events?
Ah!
righty, let's see. On current events, now I just know from another email they sent out, Northwest Stream Center will be doing live Christmas trees again this year. They'll be available to the public, I think, the first week or so of December. So I'll be telling you about that then as soon as they announce it. Tuxes and Tales Annual 2025 will be May 17th at the Fremont Studios next year. So you can mark your calendars for that. And there's not a whole lot of else on the current event schedule. Next week, of course, is Encore Show, and that'll be our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. And remember, you can get a surrogate healing just by listening and following along with Linda's instructions. Anyway, I also, on current events, I say we've got Thanksgiving coming up. Just remember to be careful with your animal friends when you got all the food and treats around. You can share some of your Thanksgiving dinner with your animal friends, depending on what it is. But remember, if it isn't healthy for you, it's probably not healthy for them. You can do some of the skin and the gristle and the not healthy parts of turkey type stuff to your larger dogs. You got to be real careful about it, though, with your little ones, like that little Yorkie we're just talking about. The little dogs, if they get too much rich fatty food stuff, can go into pancreatitis real easily. So you want to be very careful about not sharing that kind of stuff with the little models, and dole it out in small portions to the larger dogs. And remember, raw bones are okay for dogs. Cooked bones are bad and dangerous for dogs because they become brittle and can be splintered and cause all kinds of problems. So no cooked turkey bones, but a raw turkey neck can be a great chewable for a dog. A raw's good, cooked not. So please be careful about all of that stuff. And then the big hot news on current events is Tacoma, Pierce County Humane Society. You may have seen the ads they've been advertising Friday and Saturday. They were up to their gills in dogs, and they were completely full. All their fosters were full. All their cages are full. They had crates in the hallways and the offices and stacked up and everything. So they decided, we got to clear out the shelter. And so they've waived all adoption fees for dogs right now. So Tacoma, Pierce County, if you're looking for a new dog friend, they've waived the fees and want to clear out the shelter to make room for more. So Tacoma, Pierce County Humane Society is where the free dogs are. Okay. And let's see. I think we did all of that. So, you know, I would try to get to these things and don't often do, but it's got a cute little, you know, John Frink sometimes sends us some fun animals in the news stuff. And this is a story that kind of reminded me of my childhood. But, you know, what would you do with this? A wild story about out of New Hampshire. The shelter's taken in hundreds of mice. Mice that were turned over by a man who told the organization that he had become overwhelmed by the rapidly reproducing rodents. According to the statement, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said the jaw-dropping case came to light on Monday when the owner visited an adoption center and brought in 73 mice, explaining he was overwhelmed by the sheer number in his possession and that he had nearly 1,000 remaining. Can you imagine? And these are, you know, pet mice, not wild mice, but pet mice, over 1,000. So over the next days, the SPCA staff, they recovered 400 more mice. Dealing that whole issue. But can you imagine? And, you know, it reminded me, Nathan and Natasha, took me back to my childhood. Because, of course, you know, I chose a mom that loved animals, so I got to have animals. We lived in the city, so I had everything you could have in the city. Well, so I got to babysit the rats, our high school biology rats. They came home to my house for Christmas and stuff. But anyway, I decided that I wanted a mouse. one of mice. So we went, it was Jack's Aquarii was the pet store in Roosevelt, for you older models will might remember. And I got a white female mouse and my brother got a white male mouse. So home we went with separate cages and all of that. We kept them separately. And I was really into the, you know, the animals and played. My brother really wasn't. But so we kept them separate. We knew we had to keep them separate. And but you have to clean out their cages. So we would clean out the cages and keep them separate. Well, one day, and I may have spaced it on purpose, but I don't remember who decided to do this. But one time when I was cleaning the cages, I don't know if it was me or my brother, but we put the two mice together for like just a couple minutes while we cleaned out their cages and then put them back together. Well, then I forget how long the gestation period is for mice, but it wasn't too long before my mouse gave birth to 8 baby mice. Wow. Okay. So I guess you can't put them together for 2 minutes because we had 8 baby mice. So Ray, the baby mice are growing up enough. And then we were going to take them back to Jack at the pet store, you know, so he could find homes for them. But apparently little baby male mice mature pretty fast because we didn't remove the babies from mom mouse soon enough. And then all of a sudden mom's pregnant again and we have 8 more babies. So then I got 16 baby mice and the other 2 mice. So I can relate to this guy that all of a sudden, you know, he had pet mice and all of a sudden he's got 1,000 of them. Holy moly. All right. So if you get mice, don't let them start breeding. I mean, mice are just like rabbits. Okay. So anyway, that's my goofy mouse story. And for the day, gosh. Crazy. And I want to ask you, Natasha, because you mentioned a hummingbird earlier came to your window and one of mine's been coming here to my feeder too. And so I just wanted to check in with you on my hummers for the winter. You know, it's the Anna hummingbirds that winter in our area. The roofies, those are the orange ones, you know, the really spectacular looking ones. They come in the spring. And then breed and make babies, and then they go back south. So over the last couple of years, my Anna population has deteriorated. I don't have as many as I used to, but I think it's because the Rufuses come in the spring and they're so much more aggressive that they chase a lot of the Annas mm-hmm. out. But anyway, I'm wondering for you, can you... I think I have fewer of the Annas than I've ever had through the winter, and I'm thinking I might be able to consolidate on some of the feeders and make my job easier. But can you get a handle on maybe how many of the Annas I have that are here and going to winter with me?
You don't have as many because, you know, like all of us, how many people are moving from one country, one state to another?
Oh my God, they've left the country?
They haven't left the country, but they've left the area. For them, you know, when they move, it's almost like moving to another state. It's like moving to another city, you know. But they could just be moving from this group of trees to the next group of trees. You know, so yes, you've had some communities that have moved to another area. And you could probably go down probably 1 or 2 feeders.
But I mean, are you getting like, do I have 2? Do I have 4? I'm thinking I have a couple of pairs, maybe. Maybe 4
pairs.
I think I see more females than males. But...
Yeah, I'm getting that there's around 5
ish
pairs, but they don't always come to your feeders. There's other there's people that have other feeders around, so they're borrowing from you and borrowing from somebody else.
Well, yeah, I don't figure that they're exclusive in here, but...
So there's, you know, there's like 5 that are like in your area.
Yeah, so I don't know who else feeds hummingbirds in the area because, you know, we're larger pieces of property and acreage and forest and all of that, and you can't see your neighbors or anything and all of that stuff. But okay, so I can go ahead and probably start a little consolidating. And by the way, that reminds me, another current events. I had the first frost Friday night. Man, it was cold. My car said it was 32 degrees when I was arriving home, and I did have frosty stuff and so forth. So one of my Sunday chore projects is I'm going to dress up my feeders for the winter. I put my old wool warm-up socks that I used to wear for jazzercise and stuff. You know how we used to put those things on our legs? Well, I use them as hummingbird warmers now and put them on my feeders, as many of you know. So, and I've got to get out the hummingbird heater that I got from Wild Birds, and I'm going to try to figure out how to hook up a second one so I can have a heated feeder in back and one in front. That'll make my job a whole lot easier. Then I would just have to rotate two other feeders in the freezing. So, all right, that sounds pretty good. And you said five-ish pairs in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't see near that many at times. But, you know, it can't always tell the difference between who's who and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good to know.
Yeah, because I got a hand, so five.
Five. Okay. All right. That sounds wonderful. Oh, and just a little follow up to let you know, I got to do a great session yesterday. I was all the way down in Maple Valley. It rained the whole way down. Fortunately, it was a little better on the drive home. But 15 week old sheep-a-doodle. These folks said she's 15 weeks old. They'd had her since she was 8 weeks old. They didn't know what they're doing, and she was completely out of control. So, you know, I come in I start to take over immediately once I'm there. And once I get in and settled, then I totally take over and start teaching impulse control and manners and that sort of thing. And when I'm there and I arrive and we're doing the setup, the husband and wife, they're just standing up with the dog on the leash, because I had them put the puppy on the leash because she was all over and bouncing off the walls. And I'm sitting down and getting ready, and they're just standing, and they're all just standing. Well, and pretty soon they're like, no, well, we can't sit down because the dog's too busy. Well, I said, well, she's on a leash now, so please sit down. Okay. Well, and so after about there for about an hour, you know, so we're just getting into their education and all of that, but I've taken over with the dog, and she's now dragging a leash around in the family room with us. And she goes over and lays down on the hearth, falls asleep. And they've got these shocked looks on their face and they say, Martha, that's the first time we've ever seen the dog lay down. Can you imagine? From 8 weeks to 15 weeks, and the dog has never laid down and relaxed.
Wow.
And that's the second one of those I've had this month. Okay. So we've had, we had a total transformation. I love those sessions where we have a different dog by the time I'm done. People accuse me of trading their dog out for something when they turn their backs. But anyway, the first time in 7 weeks that the dog laid down and relaxed. So anyway, they were really happy campers by the time we were done. So if you need help, you can call Aunt Martha, 360-217-7258. I always do a free telephone evaluation. If you need to get a hold of Natasha, you can check. You can reach her through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. You can listen to her podcast every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for the letters Intuitive Clarifications. Or you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. So, gosh, Natasha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For all your
blessings
help today.
Blessings to everyone.
Thank you, Nathan. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving, but keep your animal friends in mind and be careful about the leftovers and passing stuff out or leaving it unattended. And next week on Core Show, we'll be back for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends first Sunday of December. So as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.